Yeah. All right. Hey, let me say a word of prayer for us this morning, and then let's get into it. God, we're so grateful. God, we come to you again and again with thanksgiving because you're worthy. God, we thank you for this awesome planet that you've built, this universe that you have us in. God, we know that things don't always go our way and that things can be frustrating and stressful. But God, we are so grateful that you have made yourself known to us and that we get to experience the creator of everything. We can experience you with every breath and with every step. And God, may we just breathe you in this morning. May we be mindful of who you are and who you're calling us to be. God, I pray that we would breathe you in each and every day. God, truly, with every breath and with every step, may we be mindful of your presence in and among us. And may we live as if you are with us. May we love so well because you first loved us. God, we thank you and we praise you. God, speak to us this morning. Send your spirit on us to speak a word of life that will help us to love more this morning. And may we be changed by being together for the better. In your name we pray. Amen. So, this last week, I was in the, quote, most magical place on earth, Disney World. I took our family, Jenny and I took our girls to Disney World, and I literally just got back on Friday. And so this morning, I've been reflecting on it, and I was reflecting throughout the week, and I just have just a simple observation from my trip, and just a short little sermon for us this morning, like I said. I thought I might as well show you some pictures. If they're available to us. I'm getting one of these. I have slides. And so I messed them up because they're like, what? Because I don't normally do the slides thing, you know? So, and I just got back like at the weekend, and so, you know, it's my fault. Anyway, now we're just awkwardly standing here together. So, it's cool. You guys doing good? Oh, you hear that? Alec is tuning my guitar, but it's still on. So you should probably mute that, Charles. I broke a string. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I broke a string and now Alec is replacing it. This is cool. This is fun, right? I mean, I could go on, I guess, but that would be weird. They're just pictures. They're not even, I guess, that important. There we go. Thought I'd just share some pictures of us chilling in Disney World. This is us in Magic Kingdom. If anybody has been to Disney World, it's a whole thing. It's wild. Next, Animal Kingdom. If you haven't been to Pandora, it's quite an experience. Next, Epcot. Epcot's a pretty cool place. Next. This is literally one of the only group pictures we got at Hollywood Studios. I was kind of bummed at. I love the Muppets. Anybody else grew up with the Muppets, loves the Muppets? Man, the Muppets are great. This is a show called Muppet Vision 3D in Hollywood Studios. Super fun. That's what that is. Anyway, I just wanted to share some pictures just for my own, I don't know, just because I wanted to. So we were just in Disney World this last week. Thank you. And I'm telling you what, Disney World, if you've never been, that's fine. It's a big to-do. It's like a lot. It's really expensive, and there's just so much going on there. It's crazy. But it is impressive. The amount of detail that they put into everything there is unbelievable. The amount of, like, thought that goes into every decision. The amount of, down to, like, their staff, which are all called cast members, they are all dressed according to the area that they're in, right? And like when they were building Disney World, they didn't want you to be able to see a cast member in a different part of the park that they weren't supposed to be in. So literally there's an underground, like, I forget what they call it. It has a name, but Jenny would be hollering out at me if she was here, but she's not yet. But anyway, like the cast members all go underground to travel to their new areas, so they're not seen. It's just unbelievable. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. Whether or not you like Disney or care for Disney, or whether you think they're great or whether you think they're awful, the amount of like care and detail they put into what they do is, I mean, truly, it's unparalleled. It is very, very impressive. And so, as I was preparing for my message this week, I was reflecting on my trip, and I was thinking about it even during my trip. And so one of the things I always do whenever I share is I look back. I kind of keep an archive of all the sermons I've ever preached. And so I look back. I'm like, well, have I preached in June before? I'm sure I have. Let's see if there's any June. And I found that I preached just last June. And when I preached last June, I preached a sermon about progress, and I used a quote from Walt Disney. And I thought, well, that's weird. And so I pulled it back out because you may or may not remember it. It's one of my favorite quotes. And it simply says, and around here, however, we don't look backwards for very long. We keep moving forward, opening up new doors and doing new things because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. I love this quote because I love doing new things. That's just something kind of personal about me. It's not because I think this quote is something that everybody should, you know, be plastered on their bodies. Obviously, it's not scripture or anything. It's just a quote that I personally love from Walt Disney. So this got me wondering as I was reading this and I was thinking about the detail at Disney and I was reflecting on my sermon that was about progress last year. Progress, as I've kind of already said, is a concept that I love, right? I love doing new things. I love, you know, the keep moving forward concept. But I know that companies, churches, and organizations, they can only progress or they can only have success if they, something that I have learned in my short 35 years, is that organizations have to stay on mission in order to be successful. They have to stay on mission in order to be able to progress into the next thing. So as I'm reflecting on all this and thinking through, it got me wondering, what is Disney's mission statement? If they're so detailed about all this stuff, and this is this, like, what are they all about? Does anybody know? I didn't. Well, if you're curious, I'm going to tell you. The mission of the Walt Disney Company is to entertain, inform, and inspire people around the globe through the power of unparalleled storytelling. That's a pretty cool mission statement, I guess. It seems like when I go to their parks or when I have watched their films, it seems like that, like they seem to be pretty much living on mission. Like they are. That's what they do. I mean, everything they do is to inform, inspire, and entertain people. From my perspective, to me it seems like Disney is successful because they're staying on mission. And so, of course, as my wheels are turning, I'm reflecting on Disney and thinking about all this stuff. It got me thinking, what is our mission? What is our mission individually? But then, also, what is our mission as Meridian Church of God? Does anybody know that one? I'm sure some of you do. I'm not going to like make you raise hands or anything because that would be awkward. So let me just tell you. The mission of Meridian Church of God is to grow disciples who are known for wholeheartedly loving God, others, and self. And I love this mission. I love this concept. And I'm going to tell you what I think that Pastor Daniel does a fantastic job living on mission. Pastor Daniel, I believe, is, I am very inspired by Pastor Daniel. I think he does a fantastic job of doing just this, growing disciples who are known for wholeheartedly loving God, others, and self. I think he first and foremost takes care of himself to be a disciple of Christ. I think that he takes time to mentor and care for others, and he makes it a priority. And I think that he does a great job inspiring the rest of us to also grow and to mentor others. But where did we get that mission from? I mean, we didn't just make that up, right? I think it's, for those of you who know a lot about the Bible, it's pretty, to me, it seems, pretty obvious what one of the main mission statements is in the Bible, right? It's the Great Commission. Most of us who have been in church for very long have probably heard it at one point or another. And the Great Commission says this: therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I think you could also make the argument that our mission statement is based off of Matthew 22, where Jesus says the greatest commandment, the Great Commission talks about teaching to obey everything I've commanded. And one of the commandments, the greatest commandment that Jesus refers to, is that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you should love your neighbor as yourself. Now, all this mission talk, right? Okay, so we can probably all agree living on mission is important, and we see that, and yada, yada, yada. But for you may or may not know, but this morning I titled my sermon, The Dark Side. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, why? Is it because I was just in Star Wars land? No. Did I watch a Star Wars movie last night? Yes, I did. But is that what I'm talking about? No. So get all of your Darth Vader, Empire. No, get those all out of your head. Because it's really cool in movies to have a dark side, right? Like there's the good guys and then there's the bad guys. And it's very obvious, usually. Some movies, like murder mysteries or something, kind of never know who the good and the bad guy is. But in a lot of films, Star Wars especially, it's very obvious who the good guys and who the bad guys are. And that the bad guys are the dark side, right? But life's not always so easy, is it? Life's not always so black and white. It's really nice to try to vilify people. It's really nice to try to separate us into these us and them categories. But the world doesn't always work like that. So I have some simple observations. I'm going to lay them out. They're very simple. And then I'm going to be done talking. But as I looked on my sermon last June, it was all about progress and how the Church of God is and has been from the beginning of time a progressive community, that we have been moving forward, and that's why I used that quote. And I laid it all out. If you really want to go over that again, I can share you the sermon notes. I've got them. But there's danger in progress. Sometimes when you progress too quickly or when you progress towards the wrong thing, it can be bad. It is not always a good thing. One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 19:2. It says, zeal without knowledge is not good. Anyone who moves too quickly may go the wrong way. Now, I love that verse because it's like a big warning sign to me, because I love to move fast. And I always want to move too quickly at everything. And so I try to constantly keep that in my brain, that zeal without knowledge is not good. Anyone who moves too quickly may go the wrong way. But we can really get hung up on progressing into the future or conserving the past, but neither of those is our mission. As I said, our mission at Meridian is to grow disciples who are wholeheartedly known for loving God, others, and self. It says nothing about progress. It says nothing about conservation. It says nothing about either of those. But it's really easy to get hung up on this either-or vilify mentality. When really our mission is just asking us to love others in the here and now, challenging ourselves and others to grow in our walks and to become more loving. This is our call. So the dark side, in my estimation, is simply anything that distracts us from living out our mission. It could be progress. It could be conserving the past. It could be anything in between. It's not necessarily any of those things, but it could be if it's not on mission. It could be wanting things to go our way or caring more about our needs individually above the needs of the group. It could be a myriad of things. Like I said, the dark side is not always so easy to point out as it is in the movies. It's a balancing act. It's delicate. It's tricky. In the Great Commission, Jesus charged us to obey his commands, amongst other things. And I want to point out again that two of his greatest commands that he gave were to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. He said all the law and the prophets hang on this. And then he took it a step further in John 13 and told us to love each other, referring to the disciples and the church. So, again, I don't have any big revelations today. I don't have anything that's going to, you know, shatter your world or, you know, do anything crazy. My simple observation is this. I hope that we can strive to live on mission. And that when things come up that might divide us or that might distract us, whatever they are, may we run them through the filter of our mission of growing disciples who wholeheartedly are known for loving God, others, and self. May we not strive to be this or that or find the good guys and the bad guys, but may we strive for love. May we be weary that the dark side ain't always what it seems to be, but we know that love is the way. We know that God is love because the scriptures tell us. And we know that if we live on mission, we will be successful and we will fulfill God's call for our lives, because that's what God wants for us, is to love well. Would you pray with me? God, we're so grateful for who you are and who you're calling us to be. God, we thank you so much for the mission of Jesus, for the life, the death, and the resurrection of the Christ, who showed us how to live, who made a way for us through the power of love and sacrifice and ultimately laying down his life for us, who he called friends. God, may we love well. May we not get hung up on things that either don't matter or maybe that are just our opinions. But God, as a church body here at Meridian, may we be committed to growing disciples who wholeheartedly are known for loving God, others, and self. We thank you, God. We praise you. May we be encouraged and challenged this morning. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.